The plan was for dog teams to take off on the Chena River behind Pike's Landing in West Fairbanks, but race organizers announced Monday that mushers will instead head down snow-covered roads from Pike's and access the river about a half mile downstream where ice conditions are better. Iditarod Trail Committee Executive Director Stan Hooley says river ice behind Pike's has deteriorated with warm weather over the last 2 weeks.
That particular section of river is close enough to the warmer water from the power plant that it's affected more quickly than things further downriver, and that was certainly the case.
Hooley and North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins made the announcement during a press conference. Moving the restart will close several roads on Monday the 9th, and Mayor Luke Hopkins emphasized the importance of the expected 10,000 spectators taking free borough shuttle buses to get to the restart.
For all the people that think they can still drive down here, it's going to be very restricted. Can't say that enough.
Mayor Hopkins says shuttle buses will begin running at 7 a.m. Monday from the Carlson Center, and then when that lot is full from Pioneer Park. The Iditarod restart is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. It was moved to Fairbanks because of low snow in Anchorage, but the Iditarod's Hooley says there's enough snow stockpiled in the city to still hold this Saturday's ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.